This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Early immune markers could identify which TB-infected people will develop active disease. Editorially reviewed by Profakaka MD MPH PhD, GMJ News. Moderate evidence. An estimated 1.7 billion people worldwide carry Mycobacterium tuberculosis, yet only 5-10% of infected individuals develop active tuberculosis disease during their lifetime. Identifying immune markers that predict disease progression could transform TB control by enabling earlier intervention in vulnerable populations before symptoms emerge, according to research outlined by Dr. Anne O'Gara, head of the Immunoregulation Laboratory at the Francis Crick Institute in London. Key takeaways. Only 5-10% of people infected with Mycobacterium tuberculosis progress to active TB, but identifying who will develop disease remains a major challenge. Specific immune response patterns may distinguish people who naturally control infection from those at risk of progression. Early biomarker discovery could enable preventive interventions before clinical TB develops, potentially reducing the global TB burden. 1.7 billion estimated people worldwide carrying latent tuberculosis infection, with only 5-10% developing active disease. Global TB burden, infection versus active disease, proportion of TB-infected population progressing to active disease, with intervention opportunity window 1.7b, infected globally, 85-95%, control infection, 5-10%, develop active TB. Source: Francis Crick Institute Immunological Research Framework, Georgian Medical Journal News. The hidden majority, why some control infection and others don't. The biological mechanisms that distinguish people who contain M. tuberculosis from those who develop progressive disease remain poorly understood. Dr. Anne O'Gara's laboratory at the Francis Crick Institute focuses on characterizing immune system responses to infection with the aim of identifying protective versus pathogenic immune signatures. This distinction matters clinically. Latent TB infection, LTBI, is asymptomatic and non-transmissible, yet approximately 5-10% of LTBI-positive individuals, roughly 156 to 311 million people, based on current global prevalence, will eventually develop active TB disease. Current diagnostic tools cannot reliably predict which infected individuals will progress, forcing clinicians to make preventive treatment decisions based on risk factors rather than individual immune status. Immune biomarkers as predictive tools. Emerging evidence suggests that specific immune response patterns, including T-cell phenotypes, cytokine profiles, and antibody signatures, may serve as biomarkers for disease progression risk. Dr. O'Gara's work emphasizes characterizing how the immune system responds to M. tuberculosis antigens in individuals who remain healthy versus those who develop clinical TB. Identifying such immune signatures could enable stratified clinical assessment of LTBI-positive individuals. Rather than treating all LTBI cases empirically, clinicians could use immune biomarkers to target preventive therapy to those at highest progression risk, potentially improving treatment outcomes and reducing unnecessary medication exposure in individuals who would naturally control infection. The big question has always been, what distinguishes people who control the infection from those who don't? Understanding these immune differences is essential for developing earlier intervention strategies. Dr. Anne O'Gara, Immunoregulation Laboratory, Francis Crick Institute, Research Framework 2026. Clinical and public health implications. If validated immune biomarkers can predict TB progression, the implications extend across TB control policy and clinical practice. Current guidelines recommend LTBI treatment for specific risk groups: people living with HIV, recent TB contacts, healthcare workers, and immunocompromised individuals. But individual immune status is not typically considered. Biomarker-guided risk stratification could refine these recommendations and improve efficiency of TB prevention programs globally. For high-burden countries with limited resources, such tools could prioritize preventive treatment to those most likely to benefit, reducing costs and medication burden. Furthermore, understanding the immunological basis of natural TB resistance could inform vaccine design and development of immunotherapeutic interventions that enhance protective immunity. What this means for patients: individuals with latent TB infection could receive personalized risk assessment based on immune markers, allowing targeted preventive treatment to those most likely to develop active disease, while sparing unnecessary therapy for those whose immune systems naturally control infection. For clinicians, immune biomarker testing could enable precision TB prevention, moving from population-level risk factors to individual immunological assessment. This allows more nuanced clinical decision-making regarding who receives LTBI treatment and which preventive regimens are most appropriate. For policymakers, TB control programs could optimize resource allocation by targeting preventive therapy to highest risk individuals, reducing unnecessary treatment in immunologically protected populations. Biomarker-guided approaches may improve program efficiency and reduce global TB incidence more effectively than current population-based strategies. Frequently asked questions: what is the difference between TB infection and TB disease? TB infection, latent TB, means Mycobacterium tuberculosis bacteria are present in the body but controlled by the immune system. The person has no symptoms and cannot transmit TB to others. TB disease occurs when bacteria multiply uncontrolled, causing symptoms like persistent cough, fever, and weight loss, and can spread to others. Approximately 85 to 95% of infected people naturally control the infection and never develop symptoms. How might immune biomarkers improve TB prevention? Currently, decisions about preventive TB treatment rely on demographic and epidemiological risk factors. Immune biomarkers could enable direct assessment of an individual's immune capacity to control infection, allowing clinicians to identify the 5 to 10% at genuine progression risk. This personalized approach could reduce unnecessary preventive treatment in immunologically protected individuals while ensuring those at highest risk receive therapy. What specific immune markers are being studied for TB progression? Researchers are investigating multiple immune signatures, including T cell populations, cytokine profiles, such as IFN gamma and IL-10, antibody responses, and metabolic markers of immune activation. The Immunoregulation Laboratory at the Francis Crick Institute focuses on characterizing protective versus pathogenic immune responses to identify which patterns distinguish TB-resistant from TB-susceptible individuals. The pursuit of immune biomarkers for TB progression represents a paradigm shift toward precision TB prevention. As Dr. Ogara's research team continues to characterize the immunological basis of TB resistance, the field moves closer to identifying which infected individuals truly need preventive intervention, enabling more effective, equitable, and efficient TB control globally. Source: early immune clues that determine who develops TB may lead to new ways to intervene earlier and stop the disease.